This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Really? Jobs from the past.
You alright, Bex? Still reading Lord Shaftesbury's journal?
I'm glued to it. Did you know that it took people like Lord S years and years to change the laws so kids weren't forced to work in dangerous conditions and could learn to read or write to improve their opportunities? He must have been really pleased when Parliament agreed to change things for the better. Listen to this.
Early in Victoria's glorious reign, education was only the province of the rich. Despite the church's efforts with its Sunday schools, it has taken many decades to effect a change. I am, thenceforth, delighted that now, in the year of our Lord, 1891, the law states that children must, until the age of 12, attend a free school. I fear, however, the battle is not yet won.
Happy days, what a hero! I wonder what he means by the battle not being won.
I think we're about to find out. Hey! Let's ask these kids, you lot, what do you think of the new law? Excited about having to go to school?
I think it's a load of rubbish.
Yeah.
Surely being in school is better than working. You'd be safer and out of the weather too.
What do you mean? My family can't do without the money I get from working. I look after the carmen's horses and they're not welcome in school. The clopping gives them away, so I just don't go. They can't make me, or I'd like to see them try. Ask Harry. He goes to school, don't you?
Yeah, but I still have to help Ma when I get home from school. Running errands, taking the chains and nails she makes to the fogger.
And I have to work even faster now I'm not there during the day. My sister Evie goes up to one of them big houses uptown after school to skivvy for them. She goes in the morning too, really early, to set the fires and empty the chamber pots.
You should have done what my ma did. She told the teachers that I was already 12.
You're only 11.
Who cares? How are they going to know either way? I reckon you should be working. It makes a man of you. Sitting on a bench, scribing away, it's for kids. Shameful. Although at least you do on your keep. Our neighbour just comes home from school and stays there till morning, from what I can tell.
Don't be so mean, Eddie. You mean Elsie Putterick and her lot. She's got a crowd of sisters and brothers to look after.
There'll be the hearth to set and tea to cook. You know her dad? I bet if she hasn't got something hot on the table when he comes back from the billingsgate, she'd be feeling his belt.
Do you know, I have to be honest, I thought you lot would be delighted about being able to go to school, but it turns out you feel the same way about it as the kids do from our time.
You can keep it, miss.
Well, I think we found out what Lord Shaftesbury was talking about when he said the battle wasn't won. Close the book, Bex. Let's get out of here.
I suppose it's all because going to school has an effect on other things, like losing the money a family could earn if they worked. People were probably also used to things being a certain way. Going to work was just a part of life. I can see how it took Lord Shaftesbury and people like him so long to change things.
And it's the same for kids in other parts of the world today. Looking online, it says even in places like Kenya, that's somewhere that you can visit and go to a safari park, schools aren't free for all children. I wonder who will help things change.
Really? Jobs from the past. With support from the Heritage Lottery Fund. Find out more at funkidslive.com/really.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.